This week, Michigan health officials declared two more deaths linked to Legionnaires' disease in the city of Flint, bringing the total number to 12. No definitive link has been made, but researchers connect the outbreak of the disease to the Flint River water, which the city began using as its water source 2 years ago. And we all know the other fallout from that story. The water wasn't properly treated, so it leached lead from the pipes. And the Virginia Tech researchers who originally discovered the problem held a press conference today to talk about where we are now. And they say improvements are slow, despite the city switching back to its traditional Detroit water source 6 months ago. Here's lead researcher Mark Edwards this morning.
Overall, very clearly, Flint is not yet meeting the 90th percentile lead action level. And for that reason, people have to continue using bottled water and filters until further notice.
We've got two reporters on the story. NPR National Desk correspondent Cheryl Corley. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
And Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody. Steve, let's start with you. This new death toll from Legionnaires' disease, or thought to be, were these new deaths or newly diagnosed? Tell us more.
Well, the state first reported the Legionnaires' outbreak back in January. They were confirming that over about a 17-month period from 2014 to 2015, 10 people had died from the respiratory illness. The fatalities added this week, the state only recently discovered that they had a connection to the Flint outbreak.
Yeah. Well, and we were there up in Flint. We met union plumbers putting on water filters, starting to dig up pipes, met elderly who can't leave because no one will buy their house. How disappointing are today's findings? Not enough progress has been made.
Well, they did say it is getting better. In March, they retested tap water in 174 homes that they tested last summer. And overall, the lead levels are lower. They're just not low enough. And Mark Edwards, who we heard earlier, now he said part of the problem is people in Flint are not using enough water to flush their pipes of the lead particles. And that's kind of understandable since people in Flint pay astronomical high water and sewer rates. So many people don't want to pay for the water that, well, they can't drink. The state is chipping in about two-thirds of the water bills in Flint, and that may help move the particles out, but it's still going to be a long time before these pipes are clear.
That's such a catch-22. You know, they're not running the water because it costs a lot, but also they can't drink it. But if they don't, then they don't clear the pipes out. Cheryl, what are the issues with replacing the city's 8,000 service lines? So far, only 33 have been replaced.
Yeah, well, it's just really extremely difficult to do. You know, many cities stopped using lead pipes long ago. They weren't actually banned by the federal government until 1986. So you have just so many lead pipes around the country. Of course, one of the first cities that completely removed its lead pipes and where a lot of folks are looking to is Madison, Wisconsin. They replaced about 8,000 pipes over an 11-year period. So it takes a long time. It cost a lot of money. It cost about $15.5 million there and is expected to cost even more for cities trying to do that now.
I mean, Cheryl, we should just say you cover the Midwest. We've been hearing about other lead issues as well.
Oh, yeah. And I think, too, that we have to point out that, you know, we talk about lead pipes all the time, but lead can get into the water a variety of ways. There are lead solder that's used, even though that had been eliminated in 1986 as well. But you have brass fittings that have lead. So it's nearly impossible to get to zero lead in the water. But the biggest way to do that is to eliminate much of that is to get rid of these lead pipes. So that's what cities are really hoping to do if they have the money to do it.
Right. Well, Steve Carmody, there in Michigan, the national spotlight was searing on that city. There was a huge uproar in January. It's moved on. What's the feeling in Flint now?
Well, people in Flint are used to tough times and not being able to take a shower or having to drive a mile to the nearest fire station to pick up a case of water every day isn't making life any easier here. But I would say the city is more energized now than I've seen it at any time in the past 10 years that I've been covering it. People here are grateful for the help they've received from around the country, but they are organizing and demanding the state and federal government step up and do something to fix their city, if just for their kids.
Yeah. Well, and you remind us, the governor of Michigan, Rick Snyder, is facing a slew of lawsuits, many focused on the increased lead in the water because of the switch and because of what we learn about who knew what when. Where do those stand?
Well, since last fall, more than 50 lawsuits have been filed, and they're all at the very beginning of the legal process. There are 5 federal class action lawsuits, several with thousands of Flint residents and business owners signed up as plaintiffs. And they're, as you said, they're naming the governor, state officials, former state-appointed emergency managers in Flint, Flint city officials, private engineering companies. And this is the beginning of a very long process, and it's unclear how many of these suits will continue to move forward and when and if people will see settlements or judgments in their favor.
And Cheryl Corley, just briefly, you were alluding to this, but okay, that legal process is long, but what about the process of clean water? Is there a timeline for when water will be safe to drink?
Well, I guess that's what everybody is hoping that we have an answer to. At the press conference today, they pointed to 2 cities that had similar problems. In Washington, D.C., it took a year and a half for them to get those problems cleaned up there, and in Providence, about 8 months. So looks like Flint has a long way to go. And that's when water usage was normal. In Flint, they're not using it normally, so it could take even longer.
Right. NPR's national correspondent Cheryl Corley, Michigan Radio Steve Carmody. I would just say, meantime, people in Michigan, go to the farmer's market in Flint. It's fabulous. Steve, Cheryl, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.